Welcome to Enlightenment of Change
Welcome
on WebTalkRadio.net. I'm your host, Connie Whitman.
And Associates.
I hope every week as you listen to the show that you truly feel my passion about helping you change whatever that is in your life that you feel stuck and you're trying to get unstuck, whether it's professionally, personally, your business to help it grow, just to get you to move forward. And I hope my guests and I help you as you navigate that road to change. Also, if you're loving the show, please go on Apple Podcasts, write a real short review and subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. That would be just really awesome. So my motivational quote today is by Anne Nin, and it says, or she says, "There is not one big cosmic meaning for all. There is only the meaning we each give to our life, an individual meaning, an individual plot, like an individual novel, a book for each person." Now, do you know the meaning of your life? What does that even mean when I ask you that question? And there's so much to talk about out there about your soul's purpose, the meaning of life, a happy life, and just the list I feel like goes on and on and on. But what does all of that really mean? And I think often they're pretty heavy questions to digest and think about. Well, today I have an amazing, wonderful guest and just a very dear friend, and acclaimed thought leader in the world, which I agree with, is Diane Rondeau. I hope I said your name, Diane. And Diane is going to share the three top ways to find the meaning of life and apply it to yourself. Now, Diane is a modern day mystic who is elevating others to a higher level of intentional living, having experienced in early life fraught with chronic illness and near-death experiences. The resilient Diane amassed over 20 years of education in the healthcare realm while pursuing a diverse career involving six successful health businesses. Currently, she is the founder and president of the first holistic healthcare system in the world, Your Holistic Earth, which provides resources and connections to promote healing through mind, body, and spirit. Diane is also the owner of Rose Hope International, which empowers people to design their lives from the inside out. I am beyond excited to share my wonderful friend Diane with all of you today. So Diane, thank you for being on.
Hello, and thank you so much for having me, Connie. I always love to spend time with you. You just have this vibrancy for life, and you bring so much joy. So thank you so much for allowing me to be in your circle today.
Thank you. And as we talk today, Diane is going to share some information. And of course, I guess I could share some of my personal connection. You know, you've done readings for me, you've done readings for my family. And so I'm sure that we can use some of those examples as well, so that people truly understand that we have all of this control at our fingertips. We just have to learn how to tap into it. And you're a wonderful resource for just that. So first question, Diane, tell me about how you became this just amazing intuitive, because you really are brilliant at it.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, you know, first of all, I want to share that everybody is intuitive. Everybody has these wonderful gifts. And I'm going to talk about that a bit more later as we get into the talk. But, you know, privileged or not, I had a couple near-death experiences. So some people laugh when I say I was so blessed to have near-death experiences. But the truth is, I was blessed to have them because they transformed me in such a way. So when I was 5 years old, I was eating one of those jawbreaker candies. Remember those hard candies?
Sure.
And so I'm chewing on this candy and my dad says, "Deanne, go sit down before you choke." And I turned to go sit down and I choked. And I remember just feeling that immediate suffocation. There was no air whatsoever getting in. My dad ran over to me. He grabbed me around the waist. He started doing the abdominal thrust, the Heimlich maneuver. And I remember at 5 years old thinking, oh my gosh, my head's going to pop off. Like, it was so intense. But that jawbreaker didn't move. And so after several attempts, I went limp in my dad's arms. Oh, and he guided me to the floor. And in that moment, I had an out-of-body experience. So if you can imagine at 5 years old, I mean, your brain hasn't even finished growing at that point, you know, and I'm hovering above my body, watching my dad panic below, watching my mom running to the phone. I remember seeing my sister, my older sister, peeking around the corner to see what the commotion was. But I felt a sense of peace. I didn't feel stressed or worried. I was just watching, a scene below. And so, eventually what my dad ended up doing, he used his thumb and he shoved it down my throat and he got under that jawbreaker enough that he popped it out and he got me breathing again. And so I came back into my body. And again, at 5 years old, not really understanding what happened. But after that, some things started to happen. I would wake up in the morning and I'd be like, Mom, so-and-so died in my dream last night. And my mom's jaw would drop because Mom would have just got off the phone and heard that that person had died. So I started to get this precognition and I started to be a lot more sensitive to energy. At least it became more apparent, at least after that incident. But I was raised in a Catholic home and God bless my mom. She didn't really know what to do with me. She didn't know how to nurture this, this kid who's having these psychic visions and things, right? And so I stuffed it away, and that's what many of us do. Many of us are born with these innate gifts. And then over time we get conditioned, we get put in a box, we get told we have to be a certain way. Sure. And so then we become something else. And so fast forward into my teens. Now, it's really interesting because I, as a result of my dad saving my life, I became an EMT. That was my first career. So I worked on ambulance. And I remember I would, in that profession, you end up dealing with a lot of death, unfortunately. And I remember souls, like I could feel these souls' energies like following me home, and I would have to have like 3 or 4 showers because I didn't understand what was going on. And the truth was, is I had this gift to be a medium as well, but didn't know it at the time. So if you can imagine moving through life and these things happening, and I know a lot of people out there listening will be able to relate to this of like, oh my God, that's what it was, and that's why I speak about this, because I want people to know they're not alone. They're not whacked out, they're not going crazy, right? They're simply very, very gifted human beings. And so those gifts show up in that way and we don't understand them. And so we write them off or we think, oh, that's kind of crazy. And we just put them aside. And so I continued to put that aside until I was in my mid 20s. And then something really magical happened for me. I had a knee surgery. It was reconstructive surgery and it was pretty invasive. And I was at home recovering. And I don't know if it was meds that I was on, but my blood pressure bottomed out and I fainted. And so when I fainted, what happened was the most amazing thing, Connie. I was surrounded by these beautiful light beings. They were angels and they came in these beautiful large shapes and they were the most vibrant colors you can ever imagine. And I felt absolute euphoria. Like I can't even describe the feeling because it was so incredible. There's nothing on this earth that I can compare it to. Okay. It was so magnificent and so powerful. When I came to in my brother-in-law's arms, because he had caught me thankfully, I didn't even know how to articulate what I just experienced because it was so profound for me.
Sure.
And so I didn't say much to him, but within the days to follow, I just felt like I had to start talking about this experience with the angels. Like I, no matter how afraid I was that people were going to judge me, I just felt like I got to tell somebody. So I'm in my kitchen telling my girlfriend about this angelic experience. And my brother-in-law lived with us at the time. He comes running into the kitchen. He slams his hand down on the counter and he says, I knew it. I felt the angels too. I thought they had come to take you to heaven, but I felt so peaceful. I was so confused. So he validated my experience for me. And that was when everything changed because I was like, okay, this is real. I'm not going crazy. Because I think a lot of people tell themselves, oh my God, I'm losing it. That didn't happen. You know?
Yeah.
So it validated it for me. And that was the day that I started to pay more attention. That was the day I started to communicate with angels and really start to transform my life. And I'll be honest, I was a skeptic about this stuff. In fact, I was such a skeptic, I took a course called the Akashic Records because someone was telling me they could go into the soul's history and the soul's library and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what? You can't do that. And so... So I took the course. I took the course. And Connie, the floodgates opened up. Now, that was almost a decade ago now. Wow. And I have been practicing as an intuitive, as a medium, and as an Akashic Records practitioner ever since. So there you go.
And I, you know, you, it's funny. So let me just share with you guys how I met Deanne. She and I were both on a summit. We're both speakers at a summit, Kimberly Hobshed. And so Deanne was before me and I thought, oh, let me jump on and see what the format is. So I'm better prepared because anybody that knows me, I'm like super prepared all the time. And so I jumped on and there's Deanne sharing some stories and immediately I have to meet this woman. So while she's speaking, I'm LinkedIn, Facebook, got to connect with you. You're speaking. I love you. I think you're amazing, right? Well, then I was on next, Deanne, but I think you suck around and then you started searching for me. Meanwhile, she's like, oh, Connie already reached out to me. It was like this kismet experience of we knew we had to meet each other. So that was just really cool how we met. So I just want to also pause what Deanne just shared about the Akashic Records. So because I had met her through this summit, she said, oh, you get a reading. And I go, oh, okay. Right. I had no idea. And she did a reading for me about my Akashic Records, right? And she was so spot on. She knew things that, like, there's no way she could have known because we had literally just met each other. And since she has done readings for my husband and my son and another reading for me, and of course, I'm going to give you information at the end, guys, but she's teaching a course in February. And I am going to be part of that to tap into those Akashic Records because I too, and through Deanne, you know, through her story of suppressing, I can tell you I am not as gifted as you, Deanne, naturally with those natural intuitive juices that kind of flow through you since you were a little girl. But I'm curious and I'm open-minded. So that's why I really want to tap into those Akashic Records because I do feel we all have so many questions every day. And, mm-hmm. and what is the meaning of life, right? My intro about what is that meaning of life. And I think it's our responsibility for self, right? For me, myself, you know, my husband, my kids, for their selves. I can't force anything, but I'm curious and I want to truly know that I'm always on my right path so that I'm living my true purpose so that I could serve and help more people. And I know at the core, that is part of my purpose is to help and serve. And for me, I guess it's business owners, but I do believe that the Akashic Records can help me with my path. So that's why this curiosity, and we could talk more about that later. I want to ask you another question now. So with that, just so that you get where Deanne and I are kind of connected, I think on a soulful level.
Yes.
But I buy into everything that Deanne is saying. And truly, I'm going to take this class because I feel I owe it to myself and my life and the people in my life and the people that I can help. Now, with that said, you've already said, and in my intro, I talked about the meaning of life, right? Our soul purpose. Yeah. Why is meaning truly so important for every one of us?
Well, you know, they've actually done studies, Connie, around meaning versus happiness. Mm. And meaning actually takes precedence over happiness in terms of what people want in their lives. Hmm. And here's the thing. Meaning is actually innate inside of us. Meaning is already given to us just by us being here every morning when we wake up. Meaning is innate. And yet people search outside of themselves for meaning. That's not where we find meaning, everybody. We find meaning inside of ourselves and developing that relationship. And it is already given to us. And so we simply have meaning just by being here. And I want to share that with people because I think sometimes we get really lost in this extrinsic world, like living outside of ourselves. Like, oh, I'll find meaning in this job and I'll find meaning in helping this person. Meaning is in here. And I know that's tough for people to wrap their heads around, but the sooner you understand that joy and meaning and intuition are all innately given to us, the sooner you get out of your own way. And I was very lucky in the sense that I had those catalysts, those near-death experiences that helped me to move quickly down this path. But I want to express that you don't have to have a near death or some grand epiphany for you to explore these amazing gifts. And I think that's really important to share with people, because I've had people after I've done talks and they're like, well, I've never had some big epiphany, so I'm clearly not gifted. Mm-hmm. And that's not the truth at all. It's all within us. We just need to get out of our own way.
And I want to share when Dan did my, am I allowed to talk about the reading, Dan?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, you can.
Okay, good. You know, I don't know what the protocols are, right? Because I'm still learning this whole new realm. But when Dan did my records, it was really funny. And this is one of the things that she said to me out loud that I thought, wow, she nailed me. And again, remember, we didn't know each other. So one of the things you said to me, and we giggled about it, but you were spot on, was I listened to my intuition, my gut, whatever, you know, people listening, whatever we want to think, you know, how we tune into our intuition. And you said to me that I listened to the universe, source, intuition, whatever we want to call it. And it comes in and I think, oh yeah, I think I have to look at that. And then my ego pops in and goes, oh, that sounds so nice, but you know what? That's not going to work because of A, B, C. I don't have time. I don't have that. And then I excuse why I can't do what that divine notion was that came to me. I poo-poo it because my ego loves to take control. And everybody that knows me is laughing right now going, yes, Connie is a control freak. And my ego would say, no, we can't do that because you don't have enough money. You don't have the time. What about the kids? What about this? What about that? And I poo-poo it. So Deanne said to me, it gets halfway through your brain and then the ego comes in and goes, no, thanks, not right now. So Deanne said to me, Connie, next time it happens, you need to say thoughtfully, thank you, ego. I've got it from here. And you need to push the ego away versus that divine intuition message, whatever it is. So I think we all have it. And as soon as Deanne said that to me, it was funny because I thought, oh, I do that. I do that a lot. So we have to try to tune into the divine and quiet the ego. And everybody listening, it's not hard. It's hard to do, right? Because that ego is so loud and so prevalent, and we're taught to rely on the ego, to rely on logic, to rely on, right, that truth. And really, it's not the truth. It's all the falsehoods that we tell ourselves. So now with me sharing that story, Dan, what are things that everybody can do to find their meaning? Because that's a tough one. I do think that's a tough one.
It is a tough one. And the number one thing that you can do is you can build and forge the relationships with your mind, body, and spirit. And so you tapped on the relationship with your mind. So that's the ego mind relationship. Okay. Yes, we need our ego mind. It keeps us human. It keeps us moving forward in life. So it's very valuable, but the ego mind doesn't know its place. You're the one that has to put the ego mind in place, right? The ego mind runs rampant if you let it to. You know, the people that get stuck on the hamster wheel in their head and they overthink things and all of things. You know, there was a cute little meme I saw the other day and it said, if you're happy and you know it, overthink. If you're happy and you know it, overthink. You know the story. And so, you know, it's that's a big part of it, because it's that ego mind that stops us from actually living our true purpose. The ego mind says, you don't know what you're doing. The ego mind says, you're not really intuitive. The ego mind says, well, you're not going to make any money doing that. And so the ego mind really, we allow it to control us when we are the ones that get to control it. And so we've given a bit of our power away. So the invitation is to build that relationship with the ego mind. We know we need it. And that's why we say, thank you, ego mind, but I've got this from here, or whatever that might be for you. And we can still check in with our mind, because the mind is still powerful. We do need to acknowledge it and become aware of it and allow it to be part of our decisions and our path, but not allow it to dictate everything. Okay, so that's the mind part. Then there's our physical body. Mm. Our souls chose this vessel in order for us to have a soul purpose. Okay, in order for us to deliver on that purpose, it chose this particular vessel. Okay, and so building a relationship with your physical body is important as well, because if we don't, what happens is the body feels rejected, neglected, and it responds with exhaustion and pain and stress and all the other things. So also building and nurturing that relationship. And I'll be honest, I have a conversation with my mind. I have a conversation with my body. I say, thank you, feet, for getting me through the day. I have a sore foot right now. And I've been saying, okay, foot, what do you need? Because I love to walk. And it's been saying, you know what, you got to take a break from walking and do something else. And so I'm okay, fine, I'll listen to that. But because I have that relationship, my body says thank you by helping me to sleep and helping me to have stronger immunity and all those beautiful things that allow me to then live my purpose, okay? And then, of course, there's the relationship with your spirit. And this is my favorite. This is where all the juicy intuition comes, the clairvoyancy, all the clairaudience, all the clairs. And so this connection with spirit is of the utmost importance. And this might be, you know, your heart leading you. Some people describe it as the heart leading the way, or a gut feeling, or whatever that is. But spirit is one of those tricky ones, because people can't put something tangible. You know, with the mind, we can picture the brain. With the body, we picture the body. But with spirit, what are we really, you know, in our minds attached to? Or what? How do we think about spirit? And spirit really is about energy. It's a life force energy. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's in the center of my being, okay? That's where I am connected to my spirit. However, we also talk about the higher power. The higher power can also be within us, okay? Just because it's, we call higher power, doesn't mean it's outside of us, right? Mm-hmm. So our spirit, our source energy, it's within us. And so I talk to my spirit. I nurture my spirit. I listen to my spirit. I say thank you to my spirit. And in doing that and building a relationship with my spirit, it helps me and supports me, and it clarifies my path, and it allows me to know which direction to go and where my meaning really is. And so if you're looking for meaning, go inside with the mind, the body, and the spirit, and build and forge relationships with each aspect of those. So that's the first big thing.
Can you, okay, so the minds, you know, I gave my example, so everyone says, okay, yes, we know Connie, yes, she's in her own head, yes, right, I talk myself out of things all the time. We all do, right? So I think the mind we get. The body, it's interesting that you mention that, because I think I don't have a harmonious relationship with my body. I've always struggled with my weight. I'm exceedingly tall. I'm 5'11". So I've always, when I was younger, kids are mean. They would, you know, hey, giant, jolly green giant sister, you know, and mean things would be said. So I'm self-conscious of my height. I have a very big frame, right? So when I walk into a room, I have a presence about me, right? All of these things. So I think through life, there were times where I tried to play small because of the energy that I brought to the table. Mm-hmm. And now I own my energy, and I hope people do feel my energy from that positive, you know, inspiring piece. But the body piece for me, you know, I have a tumultuous relationship, because it's, you know, I'm eating it and I'm like, oh yeah, now it's going to go to my hips, right? It's going to go to the big butt. And instead of loving my body to say, hey, you allow me to share my energy. You allow me to share my essence with people that I meet that I truly love, right? Like my clients, I love my clients. They're my friends. They're my orbit. Yeah. They're my peeps, right? But, and I think they feel the same about me. So my body helps me deliver that message, yet I'm very negative with myself. So with that, and you don't have to address that piece of it, but people who are listening saying, okay, mind, body, spirit, got it, heard it, understood. Where do I freaking begin to tap into any of them, right? Mm-hmm. Can you give some advice with that?
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, it's about falling madly in love with yourself. You know, fall madly in love with yourself. Love, love, love on your body, love on your spirit, love on your mind. And, you know, that's the first thing that I would start doing, is just thank you, feet, for getting me through the day. I love you so much. Thank you, mind, for helping me to have clarity on this, that, or the other thing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so love on yourself, fall madly in love with yourself. And that's not always easy for people to do, but there, you know, sometimes there's clearing work and there's all these things. So it's not, I can't just give you a quick, you know, hey, this is what you do. But I'm just going to invite you this year to make it a theme to fall madly in love with yourself. And that's a good starting point.
And it's interesting. I'll share another piece, right? You, during our reading, you said to me, you and water, you have this really intimate relationship. Do you know the water talks to you, and do you talk to the water? And I giggled. And again, everybody who knows me, right? I grew up on the Jersey Shore. You know, my parents bought a house on the water when I was 5 years old. My siblings and I now share that same home, right? This beautiful family home that we get to share. And for me, when I'm super stressed, all I have to do is go to the beach house, right? And sit and look at the water and talk to the water. And for, I guess more than talk to the water, for me, it's meditative. Yes. Where I can literally be still. And for me, everything just calms, the blood pressure, like my whole body succumbs to peace. And all I have to do is look at the twinkle, you know, of the way the sun hits the water or whatever it is. So when Deanne said that, again, now guys, she didn't know me. Okay. And when she said that, I thought, oh my goodness, I do have a wonderful relationship with water. I do, in essence, talk to the water, and I do believe the water talks back to me, again, in this very meditative state. For me, it's where I relax, right? So I think when Deanne says love yourself, allow time for you to find what does calm you, what allows you to slow your mind down so that you can go internally to say, body, I love you, mind, I love you, spirit, I love you, right? So is that an element of maybe how people can find something tangible to be able to execute that self-love that you just described so beautifully?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad that you actually brought that up, because here's the thing. How much of us are water? How much of you is water? You know, we know that 60 to 70, 80% of us is water.
That's right.
And so when you become aware of that and you think, okay, if I'm mostly water, and if water has memory, they've done studies where one jar, they said, I love you, water, you're amazing. One jar they left alone, and the other jar they said, I hate you. Well, guess what happened to the water? Well, the water they spoke negatively to, not only did it have more bacteria formed on it, but the crystalline formation was all distorted. The water they spoke kindly to was perfect crystalline formation, very little bacteria. And so that in itself, from a science standpoint, people, we know that water has memory, and water actually responds to negative and positive frequency. And so when you're saying, oh my God, I hate my legs, and oh, I have, my nose is too big, and your body actually responds in a way that is not serving you. Mm. And so even just the awareness, Connie, even that awareness can make a world of difference for people. So if you get nothing else out of this, just becoming more aware that how connected we are and how much our bodies, our minds, and our spirit will respond to just saying, I love you, is important.
And isn't that such a simple, really, really, when you boil it down and peel it back, it's such a simple thing. To maybe even every day, a simple habit would be look in the mirror and say, I love you to yourself, right? Your own reflection. Yeah. And I love that you gave me some exercises to do at the end of the day, because everybody that knows me knows that I don't sleep well in the evening. And Deanne picked up on that, and she gave me some exercises to do in the evening to clear energy, to write in my journal, which I had stopped doing, to start or end my day with gratitude. Start my day with gratitude, which I used to do, and then I got too busy and I stopped doing it. So here's the funny thing too, Deanne. I think a lot of people listening going, oh, I used to do the gratitude journal. Oh, yeah, COVID hit. Oh, I haven't done that in a while. So we were developing these really good, healing, healthy steps and behaviors, habits, and then we stop doing them because we feel good and everything's good, and then we go back to being a little lazy, right? I'm speaking for myself here. So all of that, those reminders that you gave me to do in the evening, and I will share with you, I'm sleeping a little bit better at night. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And they were, guys, simple things to do truly are helping me just unwind a little bit more and rest a little bit more deeply, so that I can be rejuvenated for the next day to bring the energy that I need to bring to my life, my people, my clients, you know, all the people that I interact with. So I just love that. Last question, I want you to be personal here if you don't mind, but how has your life changed for yourself mm-hmm. as you dig deeper mm-hmm. into the Akashic Records and help more and more people and meet people like me and your class, which I'm going to give that information to everybody as well if they want to come and play with us. But how has it changed you in your life, would you say?
Oh, I mean, I don't know where to begin. I guess the first thing I want to share is that I still have hard days where I feel down. Okay. Like, just because I do this work doesn't mean that, like, I'm always like, life is so amazing all the time, every second. I still have challenges. I still have frustrations. However, I'm able to move through those frustrations and anger or grief or whatever that is with grace. With a flow. And so I don't get stuck in that. I don't get stuck in that down cycle for very long. And I think that's a really big deal right now, because a lot of people are finding that they're dipping in yes. into this down cycle and they're getting stuck there. And that's the beauty in doing some of this work. That's the beauty in tapping into the spirit and building these relationships. So I think that I just want to share that first and foremost. But more importantly is that I am able to be at a vibrational frequency to really co-create my life. Mm. The truth is that you've created everything up until this point. You are a creator of your life. It's just that a lot of people are moving through their lives unconsciously, not realizing that everything that they've experienced, on some level, their soul has asked for that experience to grow them, to evolve them. And I know for some people, it's really hard to digest that, because some people say, well, you know, the trauma or the abuse that I experienced, why would my soul ask for that? Why would I ask for that? I wouldn't ask for that. But it's because of the learning and the lessons that we can receive from that experience, and also the meaning of your life. Because oftentimes people that have gone through addictions or traumas or anything like that, it's because it's an invitation for them to heal and then help other people to also heal from the similar experiences to then be able to become the expert. So I often say that life is the PhD in whatever it is you need to do in order to have a career or have meaning in your life. And so I invite people to pay attention to the things that they've experienced in their lives, to see how they can take the learning and take the lessons from that and then apply it to be able to serve others. Right?
I love that.
And so that will help people along the way. So back to your question, you know, I got a little sidetracked there, but the truth is that I am a constant creator. And so I am able to manifest things like you wouldn't believe. And I'm going to give you a quick little example because it's a really fun story. I like to bike in the summertime. I live up in Canada. It's actually snowy right now. So I usually don't bike in the winter. But in the summer, I was biking along the trails, and there was this for sale sign on the back fence of one of the houses along the trails. And it kind of jumped out at me, and I was like, I'm not looking for a house right now. Like, I'm good. Kept riding. The next day I'm riding by again, and it's like in my face. It's like, I can't deny it. And I'm like, oh, fine. I guess I'll call my realtor and see if I can look at this house. Okay. So I walk into the house, no word of a lie. When I was 14 years old, I used to like draw out house designs because my dad would buy the house design magazines, you know, with the layouts.
Yes.
And so I had drawn a layout of a house with a sunken in living room and everything. I walk into this house, no word of a lie. This house is the exact design of what I have in my diary from when I was 14. So I walk into the house and I get the chills, and I'm like, you gotta be effing kidding me. Like, that's what's going on in my mind. Like, are you kidding me? So, you know, and I wasn't in a position to even buy a house. I have several properties, and I was like, I was pretty tapped out at that time. But miraculously, it just worked out. Some money came in. I had enough to be able to buy this dream house that I had designed when I was 14 years old. And so creation and manifestation doesn't always happen immediately. And I know a lot of people, they're like, I've been trying to manifest this and this and this, and it's not happening. Well, there's a lot of reasons why it doesn't happen. one, the timing might not be right. Two, you might have blocks that you don't know about that you need to clear away. And three, it might not be the best thing for you either.
Yes.
So there's things that people need to understand about manifestation on a deeper level. But needless to say, one of the biggest things in me developing this spiritual connection and this physical connection, this mental connection, is that I have been able to be a master manifester. Because I'm in a vibrational frequency where I simply can just attract what it is I desire and what I want. Yeah. And so when you get into that place, everybody, oh my gosh, it is like magical. It is absolutely pure magic. And I look at every day when I wake up in the morning, it's not just gratitude. I'm grateful. But then I say, what gifts and what magic can be experienced today? And before I know it, I'm in the middle of my day and I'm experiencing magic in every aspect.
Yeah. And see, this is, I love you. You know, I love you. And it's why I shared you with my family, right? But for me, I think, my word, curiosity. I've always been curious about things that maybe I don't understand at the level, but somebody, and then I meet someone like you and I'm immediately intrigued because that's not my gift, right? And again, I know we all have that gift, but I hadn't tapped into that gift. Or you said something that to me, it was like, wow, that is the coolest experience I ever heard. Like what you just said about riding your bike in the house. Oh, that's so cool. But here's the reality. I've had experiences like that too. Yeah. I can co-create. I just don't do it on, like, you're on tap. Like, let's create, baby, today. I don't know that I have that definitive a connection. So that's why I'm taking the class with you. So we're out of time, guys. But here's the deal. I think everybody needs more Deanne in their life, right? I clearly do. I'm going to give her website, which is rosehope.ca, because she is in Canada. So the website's rosehope.ca. You can email, I could give your email too, right, Deanne?
Absolutely.
Email her if you have a specific question or you're intrigued by something. It's deanne@rosehope.ca, and Deanne is D-E-E, and then Anne is A-N-N-E, and then @rosehope.ca. I will also post, if you guys want to come play with me and play with Deanne, February, she's going to be running the class for the Akashic Records. I'm just so curious, and I want to hone that mind-body-spirit connection, because I do feel it is my responsibility for me and my family to learn how to create or co-create an even more beautiful life than that I have. Not that I'm anywhere near dissatisfied with my life, truly satisfied, but I think there's always more that we could tap into. So come and play. I will put that link on the show notes, guys. So if you want to come and play and join us, please, that would be so cool to literally be in the play box with listeners. That would be just really awesome. So rosehope.ca or deanne@rosehope.ca. And again, I'll post the link to the class if you want to come and play with us. If you need more Connie in your life, which I really hope you guys do, please go to whitmanassos.com. All my book is there. My free resources are there. If you need to reach me and ask me a specific question, you know, the contact form is there as well. So whitmanassos.com. So come and join me and come and play with me as well. Deanne, thank you so much for being just a beautiful energy in my life. I'm just honored and so happy that we met. Again, the kismet of you and I connecting. It was meant to be. I could talk to you all day. So thank you so much for being part of my life. I really do enjoy it and appreciate you.
Well, thank you. The feelings are mutual, Connie. I love you so much. Thanks for having me on. And I wish you all the most abundance for your days to come.
Yes, thank you so much. And I do wish that for all my listeners as well. And I hope you will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together that this thing changed that we're navigating every day. I hope my guests like Deanne today and my stories, and I just hope that we give you some ammunition to try out and play with and be curious with, because change is often easier than we think. We get in our own minds and make it a little bit more difficult than it needs to be. And and like Deanne, you know, by us being curious and embracing this path of change, I feel like that we can create more abundance for each other, for the world, more harmony, yes, and all those things. We have more control than we think. It has to start with you. And I hope that you, as you tune in, you enjoy the show and the notes and the information that we're sharing. Deanne, again, thank you. I love you. Thank you all for joining Deanne and I today. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. Thank you all. I really do wish you an inspired week filled with magic and wonder. Be curious. Take one baby step. Use some of the ideas that Deanne shared with us today. It's all possible, guys. We just have to reach out and take it. So enjoy. Thanks so much.